Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next 2 minutes talking about a single principle so that you can devote your daily leadership to the growth of yourself and others. Good morning. It is January 2nd, and this podcast is titled Be Intentional. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Ephesians 5, 15, 16. So God was intentional from day one. In the beginning, God created. Actually, God was intentional from before time. He chose us from before he created anything. Everything God does is intentional. He is not whimsical or capricious. He made all of creation in a certain order. Imagine him creating man before he created the earth. It would have been a short existence for sure. Learning to be intentional is one of the biggest lessons in life and leadership. It's the first thing I teach. Without intentionality, people typically don't go on to the other things. So learn it first. Without it, you will not accomplish other important things. You must learn to be intentional. What does it mean to be intentional? According to Strong's Greek lexicon, the word bulema, meaning to will or to intend, to purpose, intention, plan, counsel. The best order of those definitions is to state your purpose, plan, get counsel, plan some more, and then put your will, your action, behind the plan to make it happen. Without being intentional, there will be no power behind your plan. Sometimes it's hard to think of what something is. So let's look at what intentionally is not. It's not procrastinating. It's not waiting for someone else to start first. It's not fearing change. It's not being lazy. So what is it? It's making a decision to do something and then putting all your power and ability behind it to make it happen. It's getting others to help hold you accountable to accomplish it. I call that positive accountability. It's writing it down and sticking it to your morning mirror so you see it first and last daily. It's setting measurable milestones to show you if you're on target and adjusting when you are not. It's planning and using your time in such a way to best accomplish your task, or time will cause you to fail. Budget all your money. Schedule all your time. Plan your conversations. Be serious and sober about accomplishing your goal, or like money, it will grow wings and fly off. Lord, help me to be serious about all spheres of my life and lead me in wisdom beyond my years for your glory, my good, and for others' good. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.